Hi, my name is Laura. I'm one of the account specialists here. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you. It's another day. Time flies now, doesn't it?
Oh, man. Don't even know where to go half the day.
I know, really. And I'm looking at the notes Lulu left me as well. So your business is really new, right? You just started?
Yeah. I mean, we're doing a little bit here and there, but nothing official full-time. I just transitioned from active duty Army. I did 25 years on the active duty Army. So,
oh, wow. Thank you for your service.
Trying to figure out what the next career is going to be here. So.
Got it. Okay. Well, I guess I should ask. I mean, I know you're pretty new. What have you done for marketing? How do you get new clients?
So a lot of it was word of mouth right away. What I did was I just did some pretty expensive houses real nice on the lake where I thought some good clients would be. I did them. I told the folks, the people that own the residence, to say, I'll do your house for free, but I need you to get one of your neighbors to get on board. So I would do their house for free, drag my shit across the yard, then charge the neighbor to do that one for free. So that's kind of how I got started. And then my buddy helped me create a Facebook page because I've never been on social media. Most of my time was spent in Special Operations Command, so I couldn't really have a profile.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I couldn't really be visible, but. Anyways, I got something built, started doing that, and I created a business page on Facebook, and I do a job, and I put comments on, you know, hey, thanks so-and-so, crack a few jokes, whatever, and then, but I mean, I went from, each week I'm gaining like 100 followers. I think I'm like almost at 600 followers already, and I started.
Oh wow!
I only started like 2 weeks
crazy.
Ago, so I've been getting a shit ton of work through Facebook. I got a job. Today was a maintenance day, but I had a job tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday. Pretty good paying job, so I'll probably clear in three jobs about $3,000.
Nice.
3 days worth of work. So, I mean, it's starting to come.
Yeah. Yeah. I hear it. Okay. That's good. And have you, I don't find like a website or anything like that. Have you gotten around to making one yet?
No website yet.
Okay.
That's the other thing as far as like the advertisement piece I got to get on that. It's just been, I've kind of been doing it on weekends when
got
I get
it.
Time just because I don't have any employees, so I'm doing all the marketing, all the advertising, all the billing, all the bidding, all the work. So.
Got it. Okay. Well, the good news when it comes with our listings is that they are exclusive. So what that means is when we start working with you, we do close out the categories. So we don't work with your competitors. So these are calls that are going to go directly to you. So you're not sharing leads, nothing along those lines. Now, the first thing we're going to want to do is set you up with a Google business profile because you don't have one. And, you know, that's pretty important is having that presence on Google. So we'll do the Google business profile. We'll also put you on the first page of Google where that map section is. And it's going to be based off of the jobs that you want to be found for, the services that you offer. So anything power washing related, depending on what it is that you want to be found for, that's what we'll have you pull up for that. Okay. We do that first page placement on Google, but we also do it on Bing and Apple. We retarget those same people that are looking for your keywords. We retarget them on Facebook by running ads for your business. So they'll be able to click to call you directly that way as well. It does come with a dashboard that tracks everything. So it'll show you how many people are looking for you, how many clicks, calls, and all of that. And then price-wise, it is based off of a flat rate, so it's a month-to-month service, no contracts. It's a flat rate of $299 a month with a one-time setup fee of $99. That's for all of your programming. Now, do you have any questions for me, Michael? Michael, can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Oh, now I can. There we go.
Yeah,
I was like, oh no.
Yeah, no, so I could get a month of
upfront advertisement basically for, what'd you say?
With the one time, with for the month and the one time setup fee, you're looking at $398. That's to start you. Now, we do recommend that you give us at least 2 months that we can show you that we can bring in work. When it comes with SEO, it's not a flip of a switch and all of a sudden it starts working. Your ads on Facebook, those are live within 7 to 14 days. And then your first page placement on Google for all of your keywords, that's a max of 30 to 45 days because we do have to get you verified. So that's why we ask, give us 2 months. We can show you what we can do that way.
Okay. Yeah, I think I'd be interested in doing a month. And the only reason I say that is it's already June, and, you know, this business is seasonal. So, like, September will be wrap. And I actually am out of state for some military training almost the entire month of end of July into the first part of August.
Okay. Okay.
So, like, I would advertise, but I'm not going to be able to do anything because I'm not going to be home. That's the thing.
I got it. Okay.
So
how long are you going to be out for?
Yeah, so I'm gone. Yeah, I'm gone from middle of July till about, I think, 7 or 8 August. So, I mean, am I better off waiting till then?
Well,
I need to go advertise and then pay for the advertisement, and then I'm not taking advantage of it fully. You know what I mean?
Yes, I hear what you're saying. So there's two options. So let me give you the two options that you have, because you're always allowed to pause your service with us. You pause it, and we don't do any of the type of marketing. We don't charge you for that month either, but at least it reserves your spot with Google and has us at least starting the process, if that makes any sense. At least starting the process, because we got to get you verified, get everything going. While you're out, we would pause it. And then when you're back, we would just restart it for you for the remainder of your season.
Yeah,
because I know probably winter time's not a very active time for you. So that's what we would do. Now, you have two options. So you can either pay for the month, okay? You can pay for the month and then put it on pause and then pay again for when you come back to restart everything. Or I can, if you have the funds, of course, we can do up to a 3 months for you. We can do, let me see. Okay. If you want to pay up front for 3 months, we can still put that pause in between while you're gone. I can leave you the package for $700 with a one-time setup fee of the $99. So it would save you about $200. It has those 3 months of advertising, and we'll put the pause while you're gone. So at least we can start the process.
Okay.
Which one sounds better for you?
How do I go about the pause?
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to put it all over in your notes, so your onboarding team's going to know, but I'm also going to put you down on my calendar, so I'm going to call you a few days before the next billing. Well, actually, you're not going to be in a billing if you do the 3 months in advance. I will call you a few days before you leave on your trip, and I would just confirm that you are leaving.
Yeah, you just have... Okay, so you just could shoot me an email with your number, and then I can just call you and say, hey, this is what I need to, because I do a special operation, so it isn't like I can really tell you the date that I'm leaving.
Oh, I see.
I'm giving you an idea. That guy might be listening on the phone, so I can't really tell you the exact dates.
That's okay. So this is what I'm going to do. What I would do is I'm sending you over a text message, and it has my office line and my direct extension. When I set everything up, I'm also going to be sending you an email with all of everything that we just went over. And you're going to be able to get in contact with me or your account manager, and they can pause it for you whenever you're ready for it to be paused. And then you call us when you're ready for it to restart. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, perfect. So do you want to do the 3 months in advance? It really saved you money.
Well, it does, but like I said, I'm just getting going here, so it doesn't like.
Okay.
I got a shit ton of money to be spending on advertisements.
Okay. So we'll do the. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was gonna say, so we'll do the month. We'll do the month, and then when it's time to renew, because it's gonna charge you every month. So you're going to want to call 3 days before your next billing is due so you can at least pause for the month of July. Does that make sense?
If I sign up for a month, it just keeps doing it until I cancel it.
Or you pause it. Automatic payment. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like an automatic withdrawal.
Correct. Or if you pause it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you said that's without the 3 months would be $700 total with the plus the activation fee, or does the $700 include the activation fee?
You know what? I'll talk to my manager. I can just waive your setup fee to just make it easier because I know you're a little bit more of a your situation's a little special.
I
can just waive your setup fee. So you would be looking at just for the 3 months, just the flat rate of $700.
Okay. Yes. Yeah, so shoot something over and we'll get her done.
Okay. So it's going to take me about 10 minutes. I do set up an onboarding call as well. So let me make sure I have your information correct. Michael,
yeah.
I have the spelling. Sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, it'll work out well. My email is mcfeld07@gmail.com.
Okay, let me make sure I have that correct. Okay, MC and then FELD 07 or 07?
No, MSEEFELD. So M, S is in Sierra, E is in Echo. E is an Echo, F is in Foxtrot, E is an Echo, L is in Lima, B is in Delta, 07@gmail.com.
Okay. I'm going to repeat it one more time, letter by letter. Sometimes my system tells me it's wrong, and it's not wrong, so I just want to verify. So I have M as in Mary, S as in Sam, E as in Edward, E as in Edward, F as in Frank, E as in Edward, L as in Laura, Diaz and Dog, 07@gmail.com?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. And the spelling of your first name, M-I-C-H-A-E-L?
E-A-L.
E-A-L, okay. Perfect.
Yeah, my mother spelled it wrong on my birth certificate, so.
My brother-in-law has it like that as well.
Fucking hate it. It drives me nuts.
I know. It's because everyone.
Everybody's like, "Oh, I emailed you. Your credit card didn't work." And I'm like, "No, my credit card works." No, the thing it doesn't work. Can you spell my name right? Oh, okay. Now it works. Like Jesus Christ, it drives me fucking nuts. Oh, sorry, I'm venting a little bit here.
No, you're
anyway.
Okay. It's fine. And what is your last name?
Cool. Seefeld. S-E-E-F-E-L-D.
Oh, just like the
yes,
email, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yes.
Seafeld. All right, perfect. All right, and this phone number that we're speaking on that ends in 1194, is that the number that you want your clients to call you on as well?
Yes.
Okay. And then company name that I have is Hydro Heroes LLC.
Yep, and I just actually just completed my, like I said, I'm doing everything. I completed my logo. Last night on an AI site online, so
okay,
I can probably shoot you the logo, or I could text it to you if you got a phone number or something.
Yeah, so
if you go to my Facebook site, you can see it. But
I let me see if I can pull up the Facebook. Because another company's popping up. I know it's not yours because this one's in Florida. Do you know what your URL is for your Facebook page?
Yeah, let me bring it up quick.
Okay. And then I
so
did.
So do you want my, so my business,
one, it's under my personal. Which one do you want?
Like I would say your business one would be best. Yes. And your logo
where
and
would
all
I find
of that.
You, where would I find the URL? Can I just,
so when you, go ahead.
Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
I was going to say when you actually go on your, what your page is, it would be at the top part, like what it says, www.facebook.com/blah, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I'm on my phone. So, I
if you
to
have,
paid.
When you have your onboarding, oh, it's, I found it. You have it on your home advisor. Oh, that's a good logo. That's an awesome logo.
What do you see?
The bald eagle with the American flag in the background.
You look jacked. That's basically me, you know, minus the eagle head.
That's awesome. How cool. I love it. Yeah, we're going to get,
good.
So when you have your onboarding call, we're going to get your logo, pictures. We can put, you're going to be able to put that all up into your dashboard. You'll have access to that right away as well. The address that I have is a 2568 Airport Road, number 11, Portage, Wisconsin, 53901. Is this a physical address?
It is. It's going to be changing in a couple weeks, but that's the physical address for now.
Okay. That's fine. We can leave that. If when you change your address, you can always change it on your dashboard or you can call us. That's not a problem. Now, do you want anybody else authorized on the account other than yourself?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't anybody else.
Okay. Now, what type of jobs do you want to be found for?
Any type of pressure washer cleaning, gutters, concrete, patios, buildings.
Do you do the soft pressure work, like on the roofs of homes?
No, I will not do roofs, and that's mainly just due to insurance reasons. Plus,
okay.
I think anybody that gets their roof clean is an idiot because it just takes life off the roof.
I've come across some companies that do it, so I was always curious about it, too. Why would somebody want to do it to begin with? I mean, why? I don't know. Whatever. Okay, so I have all pressure wash work, which is gutters, concrete, patios, buildings, and I also made sure to put down that you don't do any roof washing, correct?
Don't put that I don't, just don't put it, if that makes sense.
Yeah, so this isn't what's going to show. This is for my onboarding team, so they know what keywords to pick. So I don't want them to pick any keywords that have to do with roof washing because then you're going to get calls for roof washing. Does that make sense?
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah. And your keywords, when you have your onboarding call, they're going to go over that as well. So they'll find out what's searched the most and then they'll go off of that. Okay. Now, your onboarding call, it is typically 45 minutes to an hour long, depending on how many questions you have. So what does your availability look like today, tomorrow, or even Wednesday if need be?
How late do you guys work till?
Until the latest that I can make an appointment is going to be between 5 and 6.
Okay, so let's shoot for 5 tomorrow evening.
Okay, so between 5 to 6 tomorrow. Okay. I'm going to email you over the Google invite when we're off the phone as well. So you'll have that. Did you receive the text message with my phone number and extension? I think I sent it. If you can please check.
Yeah, it's got, looks like a 1877 number.
Yeah, the 635-6225.
9270.
That's my extension, yes.
Where are you from?
We are in California, Fountain Valley. Not sure if you know the area.
How did you guys even find me? Because I was going to do an Angie account, or how did you actually find me?
So anytime we have a spot that opens up, we have an inventory department. They're the ones who do research in your area. Based off of what I was able to find online for you, I'm assuming it was Angie's, because that's what pops up pretty easy.
Yeah, because after I talked to the gal who got Lulu, once I talked to her, like, I canceled my Angie account because I didn't realize how shitty it was.
Yeah, it's a good. Did Lulu tell you about it, or did you find out about how they
She actually did, and that's the reason why we're talking.
It's a good thing you did.
I permitted Angie, and I'm like, yeah, because if I'm by myself, honestly, I wouldn't need Angie and you guys and Facebook. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm looking at you guys as kind of like my fire starter. You know what I mean?
And I mean, it's Google, everybody.
And I know if it takes I know it's going to take a couple months, right? I'm not oblivious to that fact. But if I can get, if I know it's going well the first month, like, I'll commit, up front here, you cut me a deal, I'll commit to the 3 months. I just may have to turn it off. That's the only thing.
Yeah.
And if I did, it's probably not the worst case scenario anyways, because it's, either way, it's advertising and,
yeah.
I don't think I need Angie and you guys. You know what I mean?
No, you really don't. Most of the people that come from Angie's that are clients of ours, it's either because they got sick and tired of what they had to deal with Angie's, or for some people, Angie's does work for some, so they use both of the services, which is great. But, I mean, you can't get any better than Google because everybody uses Google. You're putting it right there. You're not dealing with a middleman, so that's what makes it, so successful on that end.
I just can't believe it. In my area, I can be the number one dude. I mean, are these other guys not taking advantage of it or what?
Well, you're going to be, no one can really tell you exactly what number you're going to be at because Google runs like a robot. So it's like constantly all the information, it's updating it and changing it, but we're going to put you on the first page of Google. Now there is some companies that can organically get there because they've been around for years or they have tons of reviews.
That's what I kind of figured. Like, I'd be on the first page, but I'm not going to be at the top because, you guys that have been around since the internet started, or they're fucking way out there.
It's actually, so the longer that you're with our service, the higher we can get you up there as well. And we do help you get reviews as well. We do provide you a URL link you give to your customers. All they have to do is click on the URL link and they can give you reviews. And we are going to ask you to do that, as much as you can because it helps your placement. I know some people don't care for it, which that's all up to them, but if you really want to market your business, the people look at reviews. So it is important to get those reviews, and that's all stuff we'll go over on your onboarding call tomorrow with you. I know that we're making a website for you as well, right? It's no extra cost.
Yep.
Okay. Now we can add payment integration, which means that your clients can pay for your services on your website. It's at no extra cost. Your website is secure as well. Would you like to add that feature?
No.
Okay. Now, for specific target areas, I have about a 50-mile radius. Does that work, or do you want to be specific with cities, counties, or zip codes?
So 50 miles from Portage. I would like to do 100 miles, if that's okay.
If you want to go out that far, we're definitely going to want to be more specific because it goes, we want to make sure to target certain areas.
So I'm thinking Madison.
All right, give me 1 second.
And
Madison, is it a city? It's a city, not a county, right?
No, it's a city. You could put Dean County. Dean County would probably be okay.
Okay.
It's in the 50-mile radius of my zip code. So if you go off the zip code, it's 50 miles, so that's covered. One would be Portage County, which is Stevens Point.
Give me 1 second. Stevens Point. Okay, so it's a city, right? So Stevens Point, Wisconsin. Okay.
Yeah, the county is Portage County. I know I live in Portage, but Portage is in a different county. Portage County is Stevens Point. So I'm in Portage, the city.
Okay, so just to be clear then, give me 1 second. Stevens Point, which is what you want to locate, instead of putting Stevens Point, we're going to put Portage County, correct?
Yeah, because that's just outside of 50 miles, if that makes sense.
Yes, that makes sense. So
yeah, if I go 50 miles north of here, I'm just short of Portage County, which is a big city. Point's a pretty big city.
Okay. Let's see here.
And the other one is La Crosse. So look, so if you just go cities, say, do my 50-mile radius and then just add La Crosse and Stevens Point, that those counties.
Okay. Oh, right. Okay. So I have 50-mile radius, and we're adding Portage County and La Crosse City, correct?
Yep.
Okay. And then just to clarify, the city of Madison, what we're looking to put in, it's already included in that 50-mile radius, right?
That's correct.
Okay.
So,
okay,
yeah.
That works.
So I can do those two cities. Can I add a third city?
Yes. What city do you want to add?
Well, I would add a county, but it's on a county line. The city is Marshfield. That's a big hospital town with a lot of rich people.
Okay. So Marshfield City, and that's in Wisconsin, right?
Yep.
Okay. Is there anything else you would like to add?
No, that's it. That's everything that's about a little over 50 miles for me.
Okay.
That I'm willing to do just because they're big hospital towns. So La Crosse is a big hospital town, Stevens Point, and Marshfield. So there's a high density of population in those areas. Madison is 30 miles for me. So that's already in the zone. So that's good.
Okay. Perfect. Now, for the hours of operation, what days and times do you want to show you're open?
24/7.
Okay, perfect. Easy enough on that end. All right. Now, for the card that you're going to use for payment, does it have your name, the company name, or both?
Yeah, that's the thing. I'm waiting to get my company card. I'm hoping it comes today or tomorrow. I ordered it last week. But worst
okay.
case, once we do the review, I would use an American Express card.
Okay.
If my card don't come.
Okay. So typically to actually get everything started, reserve everything, get your dashboard in, get you locked in on the pricing, we do get payment. So are you able to make payment right now?
Yeah, it won't be with my company card then.
Okay, so it'll be with a card, your personal card, I'm assuming it has, and I have the correct
Michael,
spelling.
Yeah, Michael Dacey, so let me know when you're
okay.
ready for the number.
1 second, is the billing, let me put the billing in real quick. It's the same as the 2568 airport?
No, it's not. The billing's different.
Okay, let's get the billing address, please.
Billing is 1212. East 27th Street, Marshfield, Wisconsin, 54449. So I just recently got off active duty, and the reason why I'll be moving here shortly is I'm going through a divorce, so I had to move I had to move all my bills to my mother's house, because I got a crazy ex-wife, basically. So that's,
I'm so sorry.
Now you have it. No, it's all good. It is what it is.
Oh, no, that has to be really terrible. I'm sorry. It's definitely hard. Anytime divorce is just not an easy thing.
No.
Not an easy thing at all. Hi. Well, and this is the address that is going to be changed as well, too, eventually.
Which one?
Yeah, the, you know how you were telling me that your address is going to change? You told me earlier.
My physical address. Yeah, my physical address will be changing here in probably 3 or 4 weeks.
Okay. Okay, do you want me to keep the original address then, or do you just want me to update the address now?
No, keep the address.
Okay. Okay, that's fine. And then
it's irrelevant where it looks like I'm out of, to be honest with you. It's irrelevant, so.
Well, Google actually verifies you in different ways, but if that address is connected to like your business stuff already, then we'll just leave it at that, and when we need to change it, we can change it. That's not a problem.
Okay, perfect.
So and you said what type of card is it going to be?
American Express.
Okay. I am ready whenever you are.
3-6-3-7-6-7-9-6-4-1-4-9-9-1-0-0-9, expiration 0-9-2-7.
And the security code?
3-3-4-2.
Okay. Now, every time that we call you, we're going to ask you a security question, and that's so you know it's us calling you, not some random company trying to scam you. So you can pick either one of these questions, answer whatever you'd like, just as long as you remember the answer. So either mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Those are my only options? Jesus.
Yes. But you can answer whatever you'd like, so... It doesn't really matter.
Yeah, I know, but like, so for a living, I used to find bad guys in those three questions. I would be able to figure out people's passcodes off of shit like that. Mother's maiden name. Yeah, those are terrible. You guys got to change them. Mother's maiden name. City I was born in.
Yeah, or your first pet's name. You know, you can just, if you want to pick your first pet's name, and you can just make up.
Two of those things. Two of those things are on a goddamn birth certificate, which is easy to find.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Those are terrible.
Yeah.
You got to talk to your people. Those are dumb. Anyways, first pet name. Fuck, I don't even remember. Jesus. Jersey?
Like the state?
Yeah, like the Coyote Ugly Girl.
That is fine. We got that down. Perfect.
All right.
So, the last thing I'm going to do is a voice verification, which is on the recorded line. It outlines the service agreement. It basically just goes over what we're going over. You're going to get everything through text and through email, and then we're done until your onboarding call, which is going to be tomorrow. So first things first, if you can please state the name of your business.
Hydro Heroes LLC.
Perfect. And can you please state your name and title within the business?
Michael John Seafeld, owner-operator.
Perfect. Now, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Correct.
Perfect. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. This is why every time we call, we're going to ask that security question so you know it's us calling you. We'll also call you from the 877 number that I did send over to you. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Perfect. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? I'm
going to
reword
that.
I'm going to reword it because it's a little wordy. Basically, you can't have two search engine optimization companies doing the same thing because it messes up your listing.
You guys will be the only ones.
Perfect, perfect. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup, that's going to be charged today. That's going to be in the non-refundable amount of $700. That's going to cover you for the 3 months. When it's going to be time to charge you again for those 3 months, I'll reach out again. That's going to be based off of when you're going to ask for the pause in between that time.
Just make sure you call me before you charge the next 3 months. Like,
yeah. So we're
don't charge me till you talk to me first. That's all.
What we're actually going to do. So I'm going to keep charge of your account. I'm going to put you on the calendar because I know that you can't tell us around when you're leaving. So I'm going to wait for you to call me of when you want to put the pause. And from when you put the pause, I'm going to give you, or actually when you call me back to restart the service, I will give you a call based off of when you're going to get charged again to actually see what you want to do. So we're going to keep in communication. Yeah. So all of that, I'm going to put it down on the notes for you as well. And then of course, the cancellation, I mean, you can always cancel at any time. So you're not stuck in any type of contract or anything along those lines. And let me see here as well. So everything that I did go over with you is fine though, right? We're doing the 3 months in advance for the 700.
Yep, ma'am.
Perfect. So let me make sure you get everything through text and through email, and we're just going to do the terms and conditions and then we're done until tomorrow. So I'm going to send you over a text message as well. It's going to be a link to a YouTube video, and it's going to show you how to use your dashboard. You're going to be able to log into your dashboard right away, and you can start uploading pictures or photos, anything that you want to upload, or you can wait until tomorrow. That's fine also. And you're going to receive a few automated emails and text messages. You can start looking through them, or if it's a little overwhelming, don't worry. We'll go over everything with you tomorrow. Let me make sure that gets sent out to you. Okay. Sorry. Okay, it looks like everything's being sent out. Okay, I'm going to text you over a link. If you can open up that link, I'll send it to you right now. Okay, the link says https://mylocalsplash.com/terms, and then it has your phone number. And this is basically stating with you the terms of experience of what we're going to do, which is that Google Business Profile. We're going to optimize it for you. The directory submissions as well, your website. It goes over what we charged you, which is just that $700 that includes your Google and the Facebook ads, what you are charged there for after, which is monthly. And again, I'm going to call you before that time so we can make sure to set you in at the low price. And what else am I missing? Oh, yes, seasonal hold. That goes over your seasonal hold that you can put it on pause at any time. Again, I'm going to take care of this on my end because I know you're in a little bit of a special situation. Just call me before you have to leave so I can put it on pause. And then also the cancellation terms that you can cancel at any time. So if you can just type in your name exactly the way that it looks with the capital letters and click confirm, it'll take you into what's going to be the dashboard.
Okay, so back her up now. What do you need me to do? You need me to go into My Local Splash terms?
Yeah, the link that I sent you. Yeah.
Okay.
It says Local Splash terms of experience.
Give me 1 second, just don't gas.
Yeah, no worries. Take your time.
Okay. Okay.
He's a runner, get all caps.
Yeah, just the caps for the your first, middle, and last name, the beginning. It's very technology is annoying.
Yeah. Yeah. Have it typed in. I'm hitting the button. Nothing's happening.
Then it means it's not looking. Did you click on the two boxes? The I agree for receiving messages and.
Yep. Both are clicked.
Okay. Signature now.
Michael, big M, big J, big S, Seafeld. With a date, and I go to confirm signature. It's not doing anything.
Do you see the way that I spelt your name there, where it says your name and it says Michael D. Seafeld? Do you see where it's there on the form? Maybe I spelt something wrong. Right where you type in your name, it says, it's just, did I spell it right?
Michael J.
J as J. in Jack? That's okay. That was my fault. Let's see if I can resend it to you correctly. If not, we can do it tomorrow. Let me update that. I'm so thankfully there wasn't any issues. Okay. Let me see if I can resend you. If it doesn't send it updated, we'll take care of it tomorrow. It's not that big of a deal. Let me see. Well, let's refresh this. And see. Okay.
Okay, so I got an email to access my dashboard. You said I can go into that.
Mm-hmm.
And I got an email that says pictures needed for Google. Just says access your dashboard again. So I can get on the dashboard, get some work done on it, basically.
Correct. You can get on. That's what's going to track everything for you. Yes, I just fixed it. So let me resend you the link one more time, the updated link.
Already got it.
Okay, perfect. And it's okay, perfect. Now, yes, you'll have access to that dashboard. Mm-hmm. Let me give you.
Password.
It's going to be in your automated, one of the automated text messages tells you what it is. Let me find it. Okay, so your username is going to be your phone number, and your password is going to be Fab, F as in what? Frank. Huh?
The phone number, is it one with a one in the front or no?
No, no one in the front. It's just the 715 and then the rest of your number.
Password?
It's Fab, F as in Frank, A as in Apple, B as in boy, and then video, like videotape. And it's one word, all lowercase. Fab video.
Okay.
It should have let you in. Perfect. Okay. So if you want the link to log into your dashboard, because it won't let you go in through the link you originally went in, it's
you
through your text.
You got my address as Marshfield in here.
I know. I'm going to update it right now. I put the address because of the billing. I changed it just to make it easier, but right now I'm going to change everything over because I have it down.
Okay.
If you check in about 10 minutes, you'll be good. But I'm going to send you right now the Google invite for tomorrow's call, and then I'm going to process everything on my end, and then everything's done until your call tomorrow, which is going to be between 5 to 6. If you have any questions or anything before that, you can feel free to reach out to me directly. Okay?
You rock.
No, you too. You as well. It was awesome speaking with you. I wish you have a good rest of your day, and we'll speak tomorrow, okay?
Hey, do I got to remember that password and stuff, or can I change
it? No,
or?
You can change the password because the password's going to be yours. So you're able to do that on your dashboard is update that.
Okay. Let me just write it down here real quick.
It's actually in one of the text messages that got sent to you.
Oh, it is.
Uh-huh. If you want to check, let me see it. It says
no, it's good. It's fat video. I see it.
Oh yeah, but it says for your password and your password and login stuff and the link to log in. It says local splash welcome. Here are your credentials for your client dashboard. It got sent 6 minutes ago.
Okay.
Okay. Do you have any other questions for me?
No, ma'am. I appreciate you.
You as well. It was a pleasure speaking with you. We'll talk tomorrow.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.